I'm joined in the studio by Clem Malcolmson. Welcome to the programme. Thanks for coming down to see us this morning.
No problem. Great to be here.
Yes, and actually get people coming to see me at this time of the morning, so it's great to actually have you in the studio. You're the director of Prime Acrobatics, based at Heather Farm in Woking. I know you've been open for 3.5 years, and now in the shortlist for a national award, so we'll come on to that shortly. But tell me, first of all, a bit about Prime Acrobatics.
Yeah, as you say, we're based in Horsell. Been there now for 3.5 years. It's a bit of a unique facility, different to lots of gymnastics clubs, as well as all the standard pieces of equipment for men's, women's, boys, girls gymnastics. We're heavily into circus skills.
Okay.
One of my fellow directors, Chris Bowler, recently finished 4 years as head acrobatic coach for Alumina with Cirque Soleil, hence the bias for circus skills, and the kiddies and the adults absolutely lapping it up.
Okay.
Honest with you.
So why do people come to you to learn circus skills? Is it because they want to be in the circus, or is there sort of some other benefits there?
Fun.
With a capital
F, it really is, yeah. The whole place is about enjoying yourself. And obviously, while you're doing that, you'll pick up lots of different skills, both gymnastically, acrobatically, and the circus skills-wise.
Okay, and then you do all the sort of the traditional Pilates and...
Absolutely. We also have a dance studio there where we do all forms of dance. We do yoga, we do Pilates. We've also got a treatment room where we do osteopathy and physiotherapy. So basically, we kind of, over the 3.5 years, created a wellness centre for the borough.
Okay. I love it. It's brilliant. 3.5 years since you opened. When you opened, you really wanted to bring something as a facility for the whole community of all ages. Do you think? Obviously,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We start them. Our baby gym starts at 4 months, and it's very popular. We get about 70, 80 through every week in several classes throughout the week. And we go all the way up through school age kiddies. We could do teens, we do youths, we do adult gymnastics. That, again, is extremely popular there later in the evenings. We're open 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. We've actually, at the moment, just got 1,740 members. We're chock a block.
That's amazing.
Believe it or not, over 2,000 on a waiting list.
That is amazing. That's a real sort of testament to your success when you see that amount of people already sort of on your books and then the waiting list. And most of these people, most of your customers come to you via word of mouth.
Yeah, initially we started off, we had a budget of 4,000 when we started for marketing. I've spent 350 on a bunch of leaflets, which I put in a cafe, which is on Heather Farm as well. Within a couple of months, I had to stop doing that because word of mouth took over.
Which
is your best marketing.
Absolutely, yeah. No, you know, somebody comes along and sees what you're about, tells their friend, they tell their friend, and you end up with snowball effect.
Indeed.
You end up in a situation where you've got a massive waiting list, which is it's great. So you work with children. You do work with children with additional needs as well.
We absolutely do. Yeah, on a Sunday morning we have two classes for kiddies with special needs, or as they're now called, additional needs, which is great fun. And funny enough, just this first competition, believe it or not, for special needs at our gym is happening this Sunday morning. So we're looking forward to that.
So what's happening with that then?
That's 10 o'clock in the morning, yeah.
Brilliant. So tell me a bit more about that.
Well, obviously, the programme they're on is geared to their specific needs. And there's a variety of disabilities, obviously. And it's basically a lot of fun. It just gets them out there. We've got clubs visiting. We've got four other clubs in the region, which is southeast of England, bringing their special needs kiddies along. And it should be a great time.
It's really good. Just making it accessible, not only for all ages, for people with sort of additional needs as well. And is, you know, if somebody came along and wanted to maybe get involved with acrobatics or any of the other sessions you do, is it something that everyone can get involved with? Is it open to people of all levels and all abilities?
So you're so right there, actually. The whole thing is, it's all ages, all abilities, no discrimination whatsoever. Anybody that wants to come along is more than welcome.
Okay, and we have to talk about this this competition. A national award. Tell me about that.
Well, our governing body is British Gymnastics, and they have 2,100 registered club members. And we've been shortlisted, three clubs have been shortlisted for the 2020 Club of the Year Award, is happening on the 25th of January up in Telford at the International Conference Centre. So we're all extremely excited for that. Yes. Whether we get it or not is obviously, you know, in the melting pot. But to be shortlisted of three out of the whole country is just, we're over the moon.
I mean, just say again, that's a testament to your success, the fact that you're up for that award. And even, you know, whether you get it or not, you say you've been shortlisted, you know, you're in the top of what you do. So I want to talk a bit about yourself, and we'll come on to that, because I know you've got a fascinating background living and working in the Woking area, so we'll come on and talk about that. Going to play some Status Quo now. Now, you said you're a Status Quo fan. What is it about the Quo that you love?
Everything, to be quite honest with you, since a young man.
Excellent. Brilliant. Well, let's get this on. This is Status Quo and Red Sky on Radio Orient in the studio by Clem Malcolmson from the Prime Acrobatics based in Heber Farm. So we're talking about the award. You find out on the 25th of January then. Yeah. Is that when you find out?
That's when we find out. That's when the gymnastics world all get together, and it's a big occasion.
So there'll be a glitzy ceremony and a posh meal, and you'll be digging out your finest. Yeah,
and Mr. John Major, or Sir John Major, will be giving out the prizes. So,
that'd be a great exciting time. That'd be a great picture for social media, you and John Major.
It will, won't it?
The club itself then, we've mentioned 3.5 years since you opened, so you opened back in 2016. How did you kind of come to a place where you had the club? How did it all sort of begin? How did it all start out?
Well, it all started, I was a teacher, I trained in Cardiff and came up in 1970 and taught a Connaught school in Bagshot, where I started a little gym club, which grew to a 30-hour-a-week hobby on top of my job. I then, with another colleague from a secondary school in Camberley, started Camberley Gymnastics Club, and it kind of mushroomed from there, actually. Then in 1985, Purford Gymnastics Club and my club, Connaught, joined together and formed Woking Gymnastics Club.
Okay.
And which is obviously still going very strongly today. In the meantime, I've also started a gymnastics factory down south of Guildford. I've also done one at Penabont Gymnastics Club in Bridgend. So I've been around the block a bit.
Okay, interesting. So you're still doing work in Wales, still getting to go back to Wales every now and again?
Yeah, I've still got family there, obviously. Okay. I've got no time. I moved on from the gymnastics club now, and obviously the prime acrobatics is takes all my time.
Yeah,
at the moment.
I can imagine.
Too much of it, really.
I can imagine, yes. But you obviously love what you're doing. You're really passionate about it.
Yeah.
What brought you down to Woking from Wales then, back in the 70s?
A job, really, quite honestly. Yeah. Okay. I came up here with four the Welsh lads from college. They all went back within 2 or 3 years, and I stayed. My own particular sport was rugby, and I was playing for Camberley Rugby Club at the time, so I stayed because I was enjoying it there, and it was good times.
Yes. And you're still here.
Can't get rid of me.
Yes, and you also went on to do some top level coaching work.
But I've been lucky actually over the years, and I've coached some pretty useful gymnasts. I mean, producer Kelly Hackman was an Olympian, Natasha Whitehead was European champions, ships and world championships, Chloe Pragnell was junior British gymnastics championships. I've been lucky to be selected to be coach for the British team and various manifestations at different places around the world. So that's all gone now, because I'm a bit ancient and it's a young person's sport, but there you go.
Yes, and I want to talk about Kinder Gym. Now, this sounds really interesting.
Oh, yeah, Kinder Gym is fantastic. This is our preschool program, hence the word Kinder Gym. We have in the region of about almost 500 every week coming through, and it's the bottom of the triangle. It's the basis of every gymnastics club. It's specialised equipment, specialised coaching, obviously for the age group. We start them at 4 months, as I said previously, and it's unbelievable. It's for mother, father, and child. And it goes down really well, and of course, if they're happy, which they generally are, they stay in the club, and that's your grounding, that's your foundation, both financially and as a talent bass as well. And of course, tremendous fun.
And I told you, you could potentially get a lot of people, as you say, come into the Kinder Gym, and you know, as they grow up, they take on, they sort of progress through the club, and
indeed,
then kind of stay with you.
That's so, right. Yes. That's how they move into the, when they go to school. Obviously, you know, things change a little bit, but the majority of them stay with us, and you'll end up. Oh, we've only been going 3.5 years at the moment, but you know, with my experience in past years, some of these children will stay with you for, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 years sometimes.
So we could have the next Olympian.
You never know.
In your early classes there. Brilliant stuff. So, yeah, 3.5 years of you know, hard work, building it all up. But, you know, as I say, you're passionate, you love what you do, and you've got the experience. And I'm sure sort of your experience and, and you know, the team you've got there really sort of rubs off on everyone. And
yeah, can I mention the team, actually? We've got 65 coaches at the moment.
Oh, wow,
not
okay.
All full-time. Quite a lot of them are part-time and learning the business. The senior coaches like myself, we mentor them in the way we want them to come through. We have a policy of hire the personality and train the skill. We're very much into people that actually loved working with children, basically, and give them a good time, which is quite a skill in itself. And we're really pleased with the team that we've created there.
Yes, brilliant stuff, and say something for everybody in the community. So if we want to find out more, I know you've got a waiting list, but if we want some more information, how do we go about that?
Just give us a call on 01483 755 777. When you say, I say the numbers on the waiting list, it's that's in total. Certain age groups don't have such long waiting lists and so on. There are very popular age groups and some that aren't, you know, so there is movement throughout the club. So if anybody's interested, just give us a call, come along and have a taster session.
Excellent, that sounds good. Well, good luck with the award.
Thank you very much.
Do come back and see us and let us know how it goes.
We will do, and thanks for having me here today.
Appreciate it. It's been really good to talk to you. Thank you for popping down.
Bye-bye.
There we go. So, that's Chris. That's Clem Malcolmson there, Director of Prime Acrobatics, based at Heather Farm. Good luck to those guys for that award.